This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.
A tank is named after him, also a political dogma.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
Civil War General William Tecumseh Sherman resisted Republican pressure to run for president. His statement was, "If drafted, I will not run. If nominated, I will not accept. If elected, I will not serve." Since then, generations of politicians who disavow any presidential aspiration have been challenged to make the Shermanesque statement. Whether they have done so is frequently a matter of opinion. Sometimes a politician suffers inner torment about whether he or she wants to take the plunge. One of the more famous of these was New York Governor Mario Cuomo, who in 1991 hesitated to board a waiting plane to take him to New Hampshire to make the primary filing deadline until it was too late. Some of the current crop of non-candidates, that is, those who say no but not convincingly, are former Vice President Al Gore, "I have no intention to run," Senator John Kerry, who said he would skip a second run for the White House in order to concentrate on bringing the war in Iraq to an end, Senator Bill Frist, "I do not intend to run for president in 2008. New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg, "No intention to run, not sure if the country needs another candidate from New York." Actor and former Senator Fred Thompson doesn't want to talk about a possible candidacy, but he has formed an exploratory committee, usually a step towards candidacy. But none of them speaks in the absolutes called Shermanesque. Dipping into history, for example, there was President Johnson announcing he would not run for a second term, "I will not seek and will not accept." And my favorite, Congressman Mo Udall of Arizona, "If nominated, I will run to Mexico. If elected, I will fight extradition." This is Daniel Shore.